It's interesting, the gospel, Jesus talking to the chief priests and elders. You know, it's interesting, every time if we have the chance, you know, if you take the scriptures and we read by ourselves or in a group, and we meditate on Jesus' sayings, his teachings, it's always good to ask, to whom is Jesus addressing his words? Sometimes as his disciples, sometimes as large crowd, sometimes they are like those who are considered sinners, tax collectors, and sometimes are the Pharisees, and here he says, now the chief priests and the elders of the people. Those are, so to speak, in today's words, people of establishment, people who understood the scriptures, and scriptures for them was the law of Moses, the Hebrew scriptures, what we call, you know, the first or the Old Testament. So they knew. And when Jesus starts a story, you know, asking their opinion, and he said, a man had two sons. Oh, they knew something interesting would be coming. Because the scriptures has a few examples of two sons, of brothers. And, you know, they became somewhat famous or infamous, depends how we look at that, you know. Abel and Cain, at the very beginning. We have Isaac and Ishmael. We have Esau and Jacob. We have Joseph and his brothers. I mean, all had a kind of conflict in their relationship to each other. And here is Jesus talking this story and asking their opinion about two sons. One who was just saying, I don't know, the rebel said, go and work today. I will not. You know, sometimes you might think the families when you ask the children to do some chores, you know, around the house, you know, have you made your bed? I said, will you do it? No, I will not. And then you go and look and it is done, because they said not, but they didn't go. Or that one said, we do that, you know, take the garbage out. Oh, yes, I will do it. You know, after I finish my video game, after I finish this or that, and ended up never doing that, and somebody else will have to take the garbage out. You know, in a different context, Jesus is saying the story, and then he asked them, who indeed in the end did what the Father was asking? And they say, yes, was the first, even though he said, I will not go, but he ended up going and working in the vineyard. Reminds us also of last week's, and the workers who were working in different times, you know, the owner of the vineyard who went to the square, to the plaza, and start recruiting workers, you know, from 6 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And he paid all of them the same, just to say, no matter how late you were there. Of course, we're not talking about here the work, you know, we're talking about the kingdom of God. There's no late comer to the kingdom of God. You know, here, what Jesus is trying to tell us today is how important it is to match our words and our doing, our actions, our behavior. Sometimes it's not easy, and I believe it is something that we have to try our whole life, because there are many ways that we even have the proposal, or we have the interest to do the good thing, but we ended up not doing it. But what the Lord is saying. Even at first, if you reject that goodness, there's always a possibility to reconsider and to come back and to say yes. You know, this weekend that we celebrate Sister Pat's 50th anniversary as consecrated life, religious life, when she made her vows unto the Sisters of Notre Dame, vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Those are the vows that the religious would take in a specific religious community, in her case, Sisters of Notre Dame. It's like the invitation. The Lord is saying, go to the vineyard. And then you say, yes, I will go. And there are many, even though we see the contradiction in the gospel, that will say you go, and then indeed they will be there and doing and working in that vineyard. So I don't know, right now Sister is with the young ones there in their liturgy of the word. They're, you know, learning the gospel in the way that they can understand better than being here listening to me and not understand what I'm saying. So they have that, you know, possibility of being there. But especially in the field of education and religious education that she has been so much involved most of these 50 years, 15 of those dedicated here at Resurrection, I think is one example. How can we join together our words, saying, yes, sir, as the son, you know, said to his father, yes, sir, I will go, and then indeed end up going and doing that work. I think we are all a work in progress. We all will find in ourselves moments of contradictions that will even, you know, in one letter, St. Paul said, you know, I do, you know, the evil that I am trying to avoid, sometimes I do that. In all the goodness that I am trying to do, I cannot do as I wish I did. So it's always time. There is no latecomer. There's always time to conversion, to come back and to do that work. It's beautiful in today's second reading, one of the most beautiful scriptures in the letters of St. Paul, you know, telling how God, even though in his greatness, we know that God is almighty, all-powerful, but even God, he humbled himself. He came down. He became one of us and even experienced death. And not any kind of death, but death on a cross. So that everyone who looks at that, that understands that, some people will say, oh, this doesn't make any sense. I want a God that is all-powerful, that will never humble and come down. I want a God that is all, you know, way untouchable. But God has decided not to do so, but to be near, to be part of our struggles. In a way, you know, the words we use will never, you know, make right what he should do. But in a way, God came to understand the struggles that we face in life. But above all, to show us through his resurrection that if we follow him, we do have a way of overcoming, of being the winners over all these struggles that we face in life. So let us take courage and say to the Lord, yes, sir, I want to go. I will go to the vineyard. And go indeed. If by any reason we stop along the way, we can always stand up, reconsider, and doing that good work that the Lord is asking us to do. And what is that good work? I mean, it's paying attention to the world around us, maybe beyond of our own lives. There's so much going on. We see in the world today, near and far. And we say, what can I do with that? Well, I can be aware of what is going on. And of course, I can have my way of seeing things. Sometimes we cannot actually go and help where there is a need, but there is solidarity. I can see, I can, you know, feel with the people who are, you know, suffering in so many ways. That's the vineyard today. It's a challenge. But the Lord continues to call us and to send us and to tell each one of us, son, daughter, go out and work in the vineyard today. What is going to be our answer?